You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Roto Experts in the Morning is on now.
Welcome back to the Roto Experts in the Morning with the King Scotty Engel, the Fantasy Executive, and of course, the great, great, great Mike Florio, who produces like nobody else. He's never reproduced, but he just produces, and that's enough for him at this stage of his life. And he can work on the rest as we go along. King Scott Eng, I got to say, I was listening to the commercials during the break. Your kid has a very good radio voice.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate that. He, you know, he had fun doing it.
He sounds good.
Thanks.
Yeah. Sounds good.
If you go to dailyroto.com, you can listen to the audio boom file of, and of course on demand here, of our first Father and Son Fantasy NASCAR Hour of the season, our complete season preview. We're going to be doing two season preview shows. This first one includes his top 20 driver rankings, and he talks about rules changes in NASCAR and how they're going to affect DraftKings outlooks.
Very good.
Coy, are we ready to go at it in the Daytona 500 in a couple weeks?
I'll hop in for the Daytona 500. I'll beat Scott and his son in the Daytona 500, and then after that, I'm out.
You're basically in over your head.
I think
now.
Maybe
I will.
Especially with Sean,
we get in the pool together. Yeah. All of us get in the pool together on DraftKings. We can put a dollar.
Yeah, we're gonna put a little. A little DraftKings. Yeah,
I win chips when it comes to NASCAR,
us guys.
Yeah,
we play. Put $2.
You had one fluke win.
Put $5 on whatever you want to do.
All right, let's do it.
Whatever you want to do, and I will take.
And don't do like you usually do.
I will take you and your son's money. How about that?
Don't do like you usually do.
How do I usually do?
Which is like you talk all this crap,
yeah,
and then you don't even send me an invite.
And somebody else has to set it up because I don't know why I can't.
I'll set it up.
Now Mr. Always on the phone and always on the computer can't set it up for himself.
Well, I don't have to do those things no more, Scott.
You're on playing fantasy all the time. You already got an out.
I'm not scared.
I don't think you can hang with Sean.
I'm going to take you.
I'm going to
take you and your son's
tournaments.
NASCAR
you had one
money.
Fluke win
I'm
6 years ago.
I'm taking your money on the Daytona 500
this
Sunday.
This is more delusional than Jake thinking he won a draft.
Oh, Jesus. Did it really relate that
I don't
far?
Think Corey can now, name I don't think Corey can name seven drivers.
Well, you know, that's like saying that, you know, you go to U.S. history class and say, hey, you know what, I wasn't around when the Puritans were pure, but you can do the research and figure it out, right? He has a couple days left. He has till February 26th, I believe.
He's got to name Sean's rankings to do his lineup.
I can name seven drivers.
Close your computer and do it.
Right. We have other stuff to get to, Scott.
Oh, see? He's already chickening out.
I love the King, Scott Engel, as we'll get fired up for a little NASCAR. Make sure you go on demand at iTunes or Google Play. Check out the Father and Son NASCAR show with Sean and the King, Scott Engel. We have the Roto Experts exclusive edge package for everybody playing fantasy baseball 2016. Scott, what would you say to the guy that's listening to the show right now and says, hey, I win my league every year. I'm the man. I don't know why the Roto Experts exclusive edge package is something I need. They should be hiring me to write for it. What would you say to that, Scott?
I would say send me a resume. but you know, it's as far as like, you know, what can you're asking, you know, what can you give you that you already have? It's like, you know, you talk about it yourself. You know, even if you're an expert player, there's other experts that you want to listen to. You want to have other insights that may, you know, you'll read something and may go, maybe I didn't think of that, you know, or maybe I didn't look at it that way. You'll read Jake Seeley about, you know, SOB, the advanced pitching metric that he actually created. And, you know, maybe it's not anything that you can get anywhere else. So, you know, there's so many articles in there and there's so many angles. You know, there's so much to learn even if you're an experienced player.
I totally agree. I tell people time and time again, I'm confident in my abilities, whether it's season-long or daily, to do every day, just come out and I think that I'm going to be the best. But to be honest, I read everything there is out there, and I look at things and I go, wow, you know what? That makes sense. I didn't think about it. So I think you can always learn fantasy executive.
Yeah, no doubt. And then you get into points of the season where you also, you know what I'm saying, you want to. Everybody all right? You want to look at two-star pitching rankings and stuff like that for the upcoming week. You know, you have the rest of the season ranking that the exclusive ad package puts out there also. You know what I'm saying? You get the chats, so many things that you can get involved with. But definitely the ability to go through there and get your pitching straight, not to mention the waiver wire articles. You got Florio writing about points leagues. You know, if you want to try the points leagues formats, Florio will help you get that squared away. If he's still with us, if he doesn't abandon ship for a new gig, because he's not loyal, he's a cupcake like Kevin Durant. But other than that, make sure you go get that package, because I got to play Scott and Sean in NASCAR.
Man, I had something deep in my throat. I never felt like that
before. That
wasn't
me the first time, huh, Tone?
Took him 5 months, but he finally took a shot at Tone.
He set it up on that one. He said he left it right out there.
Mike Florio, Mike, what do you think about it? Now you've been working with some of the best in the business for a while. What's your thoughts on as far as getting like Roto Experts exclusive edge packages? What do you do in preparation? Do you read, or do you think you know it all? How do you go about it?
I mean, I look into a lot of stats and stuff, but I also read other people's articles. Like Scott said, it's always good to get the opposite side or maybe hear what other people are thinking. And plus, I think it prepares you for drafts because not everyone is going to think like you. So you have to kind of be ready for things to go a certain way.
You know, the drafts like we're covering right now with the labor is both a positive and a negative, I think, because the positive is it gives you an idea of where everybody's going. So you don't, if you like a guy, you don't go too early or you don't wait too long for him. And the negative is that it gives you an idea where everybody's drafting these guys. So sometimes you say, oh, I like Chris Davis, but he's going around 6, so I don't have to pick him yet. And then all of a sudden he gets drafted around 4 or 5. So it's positive and a negative there. I think the biggest message I'm going to tell people when we break down these drafts, if you truly like a player, take the ADP, throw it out the window, and if you got to go 2 rounds early, go 2 rounds early. Don't be afraid that you have to live and die by the average draft position. Scott, I think this is one of the biggest mistakes people make when drafting.
Yeah, I can certainly agree with you there. You know, and again, you know, this is why you listen to the channel and, you know, why you read, because, you know, you don't want to make those kind of mistakes.
The best thing for you to be doing this time of year is participating in as many drafts as you possibly can. Like, try to get a good group of dudes together. Maybe you got to pay up a little bit, and if you're a serious fantasy baseball player, you cannot just look at these draft boards that come out and think you can go into your draft with an exclusive edge package looking at this draft board and dominate your draft. You need to be in competitive mock draft yourself. I wish fantasy baseball had like an MFL 10 type thing. You know what I'm saying? Where you can do a slow draft for $10. You know, maybe we should work on that. We should work on that.
Well, I understand that it will be done next year. I don't know quite if it's $10 or not. I don't know that, but I know Greg Ambrosius. I interviewed him from the FSTA this year, and he said that, you know, we realize that, you know, these online drafts have become very popular. And they don't have to be $150, and we could do some cheaper drafts. So I think they've caught, actually, someone woke up one day and realized, why are we letting my fantasy league get all these $10 drafts, and why aren't we? If they're making money, why aren't we doing it?
And, you know, it's the thing about it that's so crazy is it seemed like it should have been done already, and it was such a brilliant idea for my fantasy league to do that. Everybody, I mean, they ran something close to like 20,000 MFL 10s last year. It was unbelievable. It's crazy because everybody gets involved in those things, and for it not to be a baseball arm of it, I really think that's quite foolish, because it is excellent way to prepare for the season. Sometimes I have two or three of those things going at the same time.
Yeah. I've done it in football. I've never done it in baseball yet, but in football I've done it. Scott, are you a guy that can handle two things at once?
Oh, yeah. You got to be able to multitask. You know, you talk about it here on the Fantasy Hall of Fame Hour from a lot of people I talk to in this business. The newest ones have include Ryan Benigni, and I was talking to him yesterday. You can now listen to it on demand of USA Today. And, you know, it's all about wearing a lot of hats. You know, you got to be able to do it.
I wear a lot of hats.
Yeah. Including, like, really? The Warriors.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fake.
Is that how you go about it? You have the Warriors hat because you want to be multitasking?
No, because I'm not loyal. I'm resisting James Dolan and the New York Knicks. That's why. Not That's loyal. Why, Scott.
That's why you got a Nationals hat.
You should resist the New York Mets.
No, nope, I'm loyal. I'm like you.
Yeah, Scott Engel, loyal. One team that isn't loyal is the Montreal Canadiens, as they filed their head coach, Mikhail Therrien, yesterday to replace him with Claude Julien. And what's the most interesting part of this is that this is the second time that Therrien's been fired by the Canadiens. In 2003, he was fired, and he was replaced by Claude Julien. And now the same thing happened in 2017. Like 14 years later, you got fired from the same team you coached one time for the same guy that's coming in. How the hell does that happen? That's probably never happened in the history of sports.
That's the wildest thing I've ever heard.
Sounds like kind of Billy Martin-like.
But they didn't replace him with the same guy twice, you know what I mean? That's wild right there. Yeah, that's definitely D-League right there. That's like, you know.
Well, let's ask George Kurtz what he thinks about it, Corey. It's hockey.
George Kurtz of the RotoExperts.com covers all our hockey stuff.
But we do have a new hockey show on this channel with Chris Meany and professional wrestler Eric Young.
Yes, Chris Meany, Eric Young of the NXT. If you're out there, a big wrestling fan, used to be in TNA, was a former champion, and now he's on the network once a week. You can get that show on iTunes, Google Play, or you can listen to it live Monday nights with these two guys. Very passionate, very serious about his fantasy, is Eric Young.
Yes, Power Play Fantasy Hockey is the name of the show.
And Eric Young, EY, I've chilled out with him a couple times. He's a nice guy, very good fantasy player. And speaking of TNA, you got to see the hostess that's in here today.
She's
a wrestling fan?
Yeah.
Trying to protect
you. We're in this box, Scott.
Why'd you make Corey say that?
For all the people out there wondering what the hell Corey's talking about, you can go and get the show at Rocket Riley's every single day. The studio can be seen from the bar. And if you don't want to look at the fantasy executive of Scott Engel, they're not your cup of tea, you can take a look at a couple of the hostesses, the waitresses around there. And they're always very fashionable and very articulate. And some are very beautiful. But we always love what's inside.
Yes. Oh, of course. That's the most important thing. Oh, that's the most important thing right there. That personality, that shines bright on a hill.
Scott, now how often when you were looking for a woman back in your single days, did sense of humor come into play?
Oh, always. Always. I think that's one of the advantages I actually had.
Yeah.
Your sense of humor?
What do you look for a woman in?
What's that?
Oh. What does Mike Florio look for in a woman?
Babip.
Do you think that's what it is? He's like, yeah, he likes it. I like a girl with numbers. She's good with numbers.
Yeah.
So I can sit there and help with her fantasy baseball team. That would be the worst thing in the world. Is a girl quoting my BABIP from some of the players I drafted. Or how about a girl like...
Lenny Melnick likes that.
A girl that ridicule... I know. Lenny's a weird dude, though. I mean, I know Lenny really well. And he does a lot of crazy things. I don't want someone like... What if I was Jake Seeley and I had like a woman ripping my draft apart?
Well, who tore his draft up?
I don't know.
Nobody. We tore his tweet
up. You guys...
Yeah, we did. No, I'm actually in. I'm actually looking at the team, and I like it. I like the way it's coming together. I don't know if it's, I don't have a chart to see if it's the best or not. But what I've seen so far, I can dig.
Jake does.
Yeah. We'll take a quick break. When we come back on the Roto Experts in the Morning, we'll find out what Mike Florio thinks is important in a woman. We'll find out what round five picks we like. We got a little preview already from the King, Scott Angle. And then we'll also ask you, if you're going to smoke any leaves, which leaf would you smoke? Would it be a maple leaf or any other kind of leaf? Stay tuned for more from the Roto Experts in the Morning. Welcome back to the Roto Experts in the Morning with the King, Scotty Angle, the fantasy executive, and Mike Florio. I tell you, Scott, when he yelled out, you know, the King right there, I thought he got hurt. Like, I thought he was saying, ow.
No, I was like, ow. Yeah, that's a good groove.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, I got it after a second. Like, I was like, someone stabbed the King, finally. that was crazy. That was crazy. But the King's still with us. He's still alive. And he was just grooving to the music, which happens a lot. You know, it's funny, back in the day, the King had some fine dance moves back in the day. Remember those days, Fantasy Exec, when you would look over once in a while and you see the King moving and grooving?
Moving and grooving, well, tongue hanging out.
Well, like less than a year ago was back in the day.
Tongue hanging out, playing the air guitar, air instruments, you know what I'm saying? Scotty can hold a beat, I give him his props.
Yeah. Corey used to like when when I used to do my choreographed moves to like the Temptations.
Yeah, that was good stuff, too.
I used to get nervous when he didn't get up, when he would stay in his chair, and he'd be doing the dance, and his hands were under the table or under the desk. So what the hell was he doing? His tongue's hanging out. He's got a smile on his face. Looks like a little drool on his chin.
Yeah, he's my pull percentage.
Mike Florio.
You don't have no pull percentage. You don't have no pull percentage.
Yeah, it's not as high as yours.
All right, whatever.
Oh, boy. Mike Florio, what is it? How long have you been in a relationship, Mike Florio?
A long time.
And he's like 12.
He's 12 years
since
old.
He's been two.
Yeah, he's been in relationship.
Yeah, they met each other in preschool.
Is this your kindergarten girlfriend? What the hell's going on here?
No. I'm 25.
Kindergarten sweetheart.
I've been with her since I'm 21.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. That's decent.
Mm-hmm. Oh, 4 years. Now, what first attracted it to you? Yeah, what was the first attraction?
I don't know. We worked together, so I just like started talking to her here and there, and then it just kind of blossomed.
Nice.
Blossomed.
Yeah.
So
he's a writer. He
fantasy executive. It sounds like, fantasy executive. It doesn't sound like he was attracted to her. It was just an opportunity.
No. That's not true.
When you first met her,
that's what it sounded like.
When y'all first started working together, did you think to myself, oh, you know what? She's hot.
Yeah. Like, I was. Okay. I thought she was cute, but then I was just like, you know, it took a little time. You know, you're not going to rush into it and be like, hey, hey, you want to get an Uber with me?
He doesn't say stuff like, she's hot.
You want to get an Uber with me? You want to go for Uber ride? I'm saying.
Florio's very, docile, though. He doesn't use words like, she's hot, you know?
Yeah, no.
She's cute.
I've heard him say stuff like that. He don't say it around you. You know what I'm saying?
I guess it's a little different when you're talking, like, I'm talking about my own girlfriend. I'm not going to, like...
Yeah, he's not going to, you know what I'm saying? Like, lust, you know what I'm saying? It's different for him.
Yeah.
I'm lust. I have lust in me. You know what I'm saying?
We get that, frequently.
Now, Mike Florio, how are the parents? Do our parents like you, or how's that working out?
Yeah, they love me. Like...
Nice.
Because I actually worked my first job... The reason I met my girlfriend was because the person who hired me was her dad, actually.
No.
So then she worked there as well.
Oh, my God.
And then I left there, and we really, like, it really happened after I left, but I already had, like, a good relationship with the dad, so, you know, it was already, like, a shoe-in for me.
Well, good job. What job was it? Like, White Castle or something?
No, I worked at a local summer camp.
Yeah.
White
Why
Castle.
Why are you putting Florio in White Castle?
Things happen.
They met with like a 20, you know. It's like
so the girl, so Florio.
Yeah, but
Florio,
Florio's not a White Castle guy.
And then Florio girlfriend pops on White Castle. I would marry her.
So This sounds like a band camp story. Like
band camp.
Yeah. Except there's a female involved in this one. You listen to the Roto Experts in the Morning with the King, Scott Angle, the Fantasy Executive, and Mike Florio, where we're giving you happiness in life, happiness in Mike Florio's life, and then, of course, bragging about drafts that we won. Right here in the Roto Experts in the Morning. The fifth round of this draft went as follows. Adrian Beltre, the first pick, 37 years of age, still getting it done. Matt Coppinder was the next pick. John Lester, Chris Archer, Jacob deGrom, Justin Upton, Justin Verlander, Kenley Jansen, who's the first closer off the board, Carlos Martinez, Hanley Ramirez, Todd Frazier, Carlos Carrasco, Kyle Schwarber, Ian Kinsler, and Adam Jones. Why did Adam Jones get picked that early?
I don't know. His name's Adam Jones?
What pick, Scott, do you like in this round five? Chris Archer, I guess you like, right?
I did, but, you know, I'll also talk about Justin Upton. You know, and I spoke about this. Yes. I speak about this in Benny Ricciardi's upcoming ebook, you know, that's coming out shortly about, you know, how I talked to, you know, one prominent front office guy about Upton last year, and he said, you know, coming over to the American League, he's going to struggle. You know, he's never played for a winning team. There's expectations on him. There's a big contract. He's got to adjust to the AL. He's going to start slow. And he did. But he hit 22 homers in the second half and 12 in the final month. You know, so this is a guy that I think, you know, you're talking in round five, you might be able to get round three value here, you know, for the pop. The batting average is going to go back up. You know, I like the Upton pick, even though the Archer one's my favorite.
Just for the people out there, Benny Riccati's book coming out is called The Definitive Guide to Fantasy Baseball. You can look for that in a couple weeks. Fantasy Exec, maybe me and you can talk Benny into put an audio book out, and we can rotate chapters.
Oh, that'd be cool. You know what I'm saying? We was talking about yesterday how the ebook is the new Fantasy Hustle, so I'm going to try to figure out a way to get involved with that. So if it's the audio version, I'm down with that. You know what I mean? $100 a word.
Women like my voice. Yeah. Like, I think women could find that audiobook a lot like the you know, like the that movie that's out there.
Oh, Fifty Shades
of Grey.
Yeah, maybe that's it. You know, yeah,
Last
you
Night was so good.
Oh, who do you like, Corey, in round five?
I'm gonna go with Chris Archer, who Scott went with in round four. I'm gonna go with Chris Archer in round five. Listen. Last season, of course, he had the career highs and losses in surrendering home runs with 30. But he also had two starkly different halves of the season. First half, he came out slow, didn't get rocking and rolling. That second half, though, he was excellent. He had over 233 strikeouts. That's the second highest total of his career. So when I'm putting my team together, when I can get a high upside strikeout pitcher like this, who would probably get me, you know, ERA under 3.5, whip around 1.2, I can definitely think that Chris Archer is a fantasy ace, and I do believe that this is where the drop-off happens for starting pitching. So if you want, like, a guy like Archer is going to get bid up in an auction because he's going to be the last guy of the tier.
Yeah.
It depends when you throw him out.
Yeah,
the
I agree with you,
too, though.
Well, there goes a tip.
Well,
for
if
right
he
there.
Was, mm-hmm. yeah, if in order, if it went in this order, I agree that the last guy is always the guy you got to be afraid of. The guy that I like is Todd Frazier in this round. When you look at Todd Frazier, I think his first year in the American League is actually going to get better from an average standpoint. The 225 batting average is going to come up. We'll get back to about 250 respectable. I think the home runs will come down a little bit. And, of course, we always talk about the stolen bases, right? It's a big theme this year. And when you get 15 stolen bases from a guy in the corner infield, I like that. And Todd Frazier. Mike Florio, who do you like in round five?
I love the Justin Verlander pick going even late, a little bit later than Chris Archer. Verlander struck out over 250 guys last year and had a 1.00 whip. I mean, that's great production. Even if he regresses a bit, getting him in the fifth round, I think, is a steal.
Justin Verlander is a guy that I can't explain, and I probably wouldn't pick because I'm scared to death of this guy. He's almost 34 years of age. This guy was a disaster for the last two seasons. And then all of a sudden became an elite pitcher again. Like, I don't know what happened here, and I'm scared to death of it. This is a guy in 2014, K per 9 was 6.95. It was 7.63 in 2015. Then it went up to 10.04. I don't know how this has been done before without a pharmacist involved. Like, these are the things that worry me.
I mean, when you look at it that way, obviously, you know, I mean, this is baseball. This happens in baseball. You get these questions and stuff like that.
You don't get better at 34.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I'm saying? Well, some things you get better at, you know, but not throwing fastballs. You feel what I mean? So it makes it very risky. Yes. But do you think, like, I mean, he's not above reproach. If he pops a dirty, they're going to call him on it, right? Or is it hit? Well, they pop it. They didn't hire Ryan Braun, so yeah, they won't hire that homeboy.
No. I mean, it's just amazing. Like, Mike Florio, you don't worry about this. I mean, there were 6.95 K per 9, a 7.63, and all of a sudden it's 10. That doesn't alarm you?
No, it would, but I remember he had a big second half of 2015, and one thing I read was the surgery he had before 2015 takes a little bit longer to heal. So I don't think he was fully healthy, at least in those down seasons. We know he did undergo a couple of different procedures, so I'd like to believe that he is not, you know, using any substances and he is finally back to full health. But he certainly is a possible regression candidate.
There you have it. We all regress in life. Some of us get better. Some of us get more endurance as we get older. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back on the Roto Experts in the morning, and we'll get you ready and prepared for all that there is in fantasy baseball. And, of course, that exclusive edge package is the key. Some people go by the U.S. Constitution. Some use the Bible. We use the Roto Experts exclusive edge package. Stay tuned for more on Roto Experts in the morning. Welcome back to the Roto Experts in the morning with the King, Scott Engel, and of course the fantasy executive. Big day in the world of the Roto Experts. I got to tell you right now, we've got to get things fired up, and we've got to make sure that everybody's excited about life. Can you tell people, Scott, what is going on at rotoexperts.com and how we can get rid of all these exclusive edge packages we got laying around the house?
You just go to rotoexperts.com right now and go to the front page, and for your exclusive edge full season membership, it's not just a draft package, it's the full season. Enter free radio at checkout for a special discount, and Tony's going to tell you how you can win something additionally as well.
Yeah, the way you can win something additionally is Modell's gift card. Of course, Modell's the fine sports retailer in the New York area. If you do not live in the New York area, they do have online where they get all the greatest merchandise of all the sports. And if you buy the Roto Experts exclusive edge package, it's $29.99, right? You can use the code FREERADIO, get a discount. And then we give you a $25 gift certificate for Modell's. So you're basically getting something for nothing, and then you're going to get a nice fine piece of clothing or a hat or something like that. It can't get any better than this. All you have to do is purchase the Roto Experts exclusive egg package, take a screen grab of it, and then tweet it to FNTSY Radio. FNTSY Radio. And then the next one that does that gets a $25 gift certificate to Modell's. What could be better than this, fantasy executive? If people are complaining about our president, Donald Trump, and the economy in the world, and they're not taking advantage of a free gift card, they can't complain.
Yeah, it's not too many things that can be better than this. I can think of a couple, but I'll leave those out. But it's that time of year. It's time to get these packages rocking. It's time to get your fantasy baseball prep done. So, you know, it's easy right now to dominate in fantasy. This is what you do. You purchase the package and you download the app. Purchase package, download app. It's hand in hand. It's hand in hand. They go hand in hand, Scott. That doesn't mean you do anything with your hands.
Yeah, hold my hand.
No, I'm not going to hold your hand.
Come on, let's be symbolic on it.
You just had your finger in some place.
Under the table?
That's Sussman's seat, too, so be careful.
So what happened? Sussman's out, right? And you jumped right in.
Yeah.
You jumped right into his chair.
Yeah. Well, I can plug in my computer and my cell phone from here.
Oh, you know,
Sussman has like
good.
A lot of
that's
things.
Pretty good.
A lot of things plugged in. You know, he's got like baking channel on on this laptop and wrestling on another.
That's pretty good. So right now, head over to FNTSY Radio. Make sure you get that Modell's gift card. And I think it's a good time of year, right, to do something for somebody else. Instead of taking that, would you ever give a gift card as a present to someone, Scott Engel?
Yeah, I think...
You didn't want to get, all the royalties there.
Yeah, I think gift cards make... Sometimes when you don't know what to get for somebody, like a movie theater gift card is a great gift.
That's nice.
Yeah.
How about you, fantasy exec? Do you give gift cards?
I try to be a little bit more personal with my gift giving, but I'm trying to think. I really don't have nobody currently that I would like send a gift card to. Like my Christmas is a little bit more personal than that, right? Oh, my son will always take a gift card.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. He like not even a gift card. Like you can get like the prepaid American Express or something like that. You give him a couple hundred bucks on that, he's good to go.
Yeah.
Like once a year.
How about Mike Florio? Do you get your gift card for your girlfriend at Victoria's Secret, or do you go there and pick out the stuff yourself?
I don't usually pick that stuff out myself, but I never give her a gift card. I always buy her actual presents. But I have given other people gift cards before. I think it makes a good gift.
Hey, Florio, you're not like... Are you like Evan Tarasciano?
What does that mean?
Oh, never mind.
They both smile frequently.
And Evan Tarasciano's with his high school sweetheart. They're married and have two children now. You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
They've been together for like...
Frank Stanfield's like that too.
He's with his high school sweetheart also?
Yeah.
No. Both Frank and I met our current girlfriends while in college.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So y'all are not like Evan if you...
No, I guess not. I don't know if that's all you mean by that, but I'm going to just say no regardless.
But I think Florio and Stample have been friends since high school, so they're high school sweethearts.
Yeah. We did meet in high school.
Scott, you cool with anybody from your high school still that you went to high school with?
Not anymore. People drift away. I think I speak to them on Facebook occasionally.
Nice.
Yeah, that's my extent, too. Are you high school friends with anyone?
Who, me?
Still fantasy exec? Facebook, yeah. Facebook is the only communication that I have with some of these high school people.
Like, nah, not really, to be honest.
It was interesting, though. We went to an NBA game once on credentials. Didn't you know Kemba Walker and introduce me to him?
Kemba Walker? Who's the homeboy that used to play for, was in the backcourt with Bobby Jackson? I can't think of his name now. Was in the
but you knew Kemba, though, right?
Yeah, Kemba's a neighborhood guy. He went to Rice High School. What's my man that was in the backcourt? Eric Harris was Bobby Jackson's backcourt mate when the University of Minnesota went to the Final Four. Yeah, we saw him at the Garden. Felipe Lopez came up with us and stuff like that. So, it's a couple when I was in high school.
Yes, we're ready and raring to go. I like it. I think, it's funny, though, and the whole Facebook thing is really... Do you know anyone that isn't on Facebook, Fantasy Executive?
Yeah. I know a couple people. I've been looking for them. Because I was a couple young ladies. I was looking to slide in ADM. And I'm like, how come I can't find you? You know what I'm saying?
They're running from you.
Nah, they'd be running.
They blocked you.
They'd be running to me, Scott.
They blocked you.
So, when I'm thinking, I go through my mental Rolodex and I'm looking for somebody to slide in ADM. I'd be like, oh, I remember her. She was nice, you know what I mean? Whatever, nice, sturdy, you know what I'm saying? And then I look for them on Facebook so I could slide in her DM, whatever, and then I couldn't find her. It's happened to me on a couple of occasions.
Scott, have you ever checked your wife's Facebook messages?
My wife's not on Facebook.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I got a best friend who's not on Facebook either.
Really? Fantastic, have you ever go undercover and check your...
No, back in the day. It didn't happen. I didn't do that. I never did that. But she did it frequently, and that's one of the reasons why that's back in the day. So I've always been a notorious DM slider. Always.
Mike Florio, do you ever check your girl's, you know, Facebook or Twitter or Instagram messages, Snapchat?
No, not at all.
Good, I like that. I like Florio.
No,
style.
Have you ever thought about it when she's in the shower? Maybe I should take a look.
Not at all.
See what's going on.
Hey, no.
Let me ask you this.
He gonna check her DM. Is gonna be, hey, I'm the fantasy executive.
You want to get an Uber?
Tell Florio to stay home tomorrow, and you come downtown. For
I'll
a
show you
bit.
What he didn't teach you in college.
I wouldn't do that.
When you're down in the producer room, you sit next to Frank Stanfill a lot. When he gets up and like goes to the restroom, do you like check his Facebook to make sure he's not cheating on you with another best friend or something?
Did you used to do that with Adam Ronis?
Mike Florio's been around here for a while.
He's getting to come back. He's coming back.
He's got it.
There you go. It's got me checking David Wright DM. Who is this wife of yours? Yeah.
Do you ever check this your roommate's DM?
There you go. It's the Roto Experts in the Morning with the King, Scott Angle, and, of course, the Fantasy Executive, Mike Florio. Everybody excited about the Roto Experts Exclusive Edge Package. I can use the code word radio and get a discount on that. Break it down a little labor draft as we get drafts going fast and furious. Right now, if you wanted to get into a draft and practice a little, you know, a lot of guys are doing these mock drafts, you know, in the mock drafts is not something I participate in anymore. I get in the NFBC drafts, and I have a few friends that have leagues they put together, and I usually play for real. But I used to do it a lot during the day. Fantasy Executive, do you do mock drafts? Or,
oh, my goodness.
What is it like for the executive land?
I was a big mock drafter, you know what I mean? But then, you know, as I matured in my fantasy game, and you know, you have the MFL 10s and you have the NFBCs and stuff like that. Or Scott may have a draft for the draft kit, or somebody from the industry might be like, oh well, you know, we're doing a draft for whatever the case may be. You know, if I'm mocking, I'm trying to be more competitive. And MFL 10s for football, for baseball, the NFBCs, and the any kind of industry thing that I'm invited to, I will participate in.
How about the King, Scott Angle? How do you attack the draft season? Do you participate in these mock drafts?
I really don't mock too much. You know, I think I do enough expert drafts check other mock drafts. You know that I don't know. I don't want to sit there for, you know, like 3 hours just doing a mock that doesn't count. Like I'll do it for like magazines, you know, Exclusive Edge Pack and stuff like that.
But see, Scott, this is why you can't get out the basement and tout wars. You need to mock draft more.
Where did you finish?
You need to do more mock auctions so you can get out the basement and tout wars.
Where did you finish in tout wars?
It's not my thing.
You weren't invited.
It's not my thing.
All right, so you know, be quiet.
You're ridiculing him for not being to an event that costs $175 that you can't win any money. I think
only the best get invited. You turned it down.
But I'm just saying, I don't think that's for everyone. In fact, I think it's peer pressure. I think like a lot of people, I think you guys feel like you have to get in it because you don't want to disappoint the industry, but you all know that, you know, maybe you could.
I mean, what's the return on investment? What's the return on investment for Tout Wars?
There is none.
Scott actually gets off cheaper than everybody else because he lives in New York. We got people that pay thousands of dollars to be here for a weekend to participate in this thing.
Like, Scott's at a point in his career, you know what I'm saying, where I don't think it's no, you know, it's an honor. You feel what I mean?
Yeah.
But now they was to invite Florio. It's a return on investment because you know Florio is job searching right now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So there you go, right there for a young fella like that.
That's true. Yeah, Scott's just doing his part to hang out and be, you know, be with the people. He doesn't. A lot of people use that actually event as a to say, hey, I'm in the industry, I'm part of it, look at me, I'm here. Yeah, like for Mike Florio, it would be worth the $175 and get nothing in return.
Yeah, because he's like, you know, he's up and coming young man.
Up there.
Yeah, so that's it.
He gets it. It's the It's the Roto Experts in the morning with the King Scott Angle. And, of course, our fantasy executive, young Mike Florio, who we're trying to mold and shape his future. So stay tuned for more of the Roto Experts in the morning. Welcome back to the Roto Experts in the morning. My name's Tony Cicada. He is the king, and he is absolutely getting it done. The King Scott Angle, the fantasy executive, is a man who is he's come a long way in the world of life. And then we also have Mike Florio, who's just an up-and-coming young man who wants to be a guy that someday people remember. He wants to be a guy that's going to have a mausoleum put after him. So we'll see how that plays out for him. Tonight the NBA has 14 games. 14 wow. games, Scotty Angle. This is a lot of games. We had three last night. Now we have 14.
Yeah, talk about your imbalanced schedule, Tony.
This is a big night for them on TV, though.
Yeah, I see the Thunder and the Knicks tonight. Like, do you have to build every lineup around Westbrook tonight?
I don't think you have to. With the 14 games, I think there'll be enough value tonight that it might end up being that you could find enough cheap guys that you could use Westbrook. But I look at a couple other guys that have some great matchups, and Giannis Antetokounmpo gets the Brooklyn Nets tonight, and he's $2,000 cheaper, so he gives you an option there. You look at DeMarcus Cousins. They play back-to-back games against Golden State, so Golden State could crush them tonight. But there's no one there to cover DeMarcus Cousins. Like,
no,
he could go off.
Aren't his stats, though, like, he's not so good on back-to-backs?
Yeah, but when you look at JaVale McGee up against him, I think he comes into play.
JaVale McGee is pesky. He might end up punching JaVale McGee in the face. JaVale McGee is pesky. Big Cousin get a tech tonight.
You're going to get a tee tonight? You're predicting? You're going on the limb?
He can get teed up tonight. JaVale McGee is a pesky type player. I can see him and Cuz maybe be mixing it up a little bit.
Scott, I
think this dude by the glass know you, Scott.
I can't see who's out there, actually.
Oh, my bad.
It's like the light's like in my eyes.
Yeah, I think you're about to walk in the damn studio.
He's got some hanger-ons. He's got some hanger-ons.
Look like he could be a buddy of ours.
Scott's got a posse now. The Cleveland Cavaliers, too. LeBron James has a great matchup, as does Paul George in that game with the Cavaliers and the Pacers. You saw last night the first game without Kevin Love. LeBron James has 14 assists last night. That was an amazing effort, and I think that'll continue tonight with Shannon Fry sitting out there in three-point land and LeBron James dishing the ball off.
What about Mike Conley tonight going against New Orleans? Conley's been playing really well.
Yeah, I love him tonight, too. He's only $7,300, $7,500 against New Orleans Pelicans, who are 27th in the league against backcourts and point guards. So I think he's a great play tonight. And he won't be – I don't think he'll be heavily owned tonight. I think he'll be in the teens percentages there for fantasy ownership. Tonight's action for all the people out there. You can get the lineup log show brought to you by DailyRoto.com from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern. Eric Bledsoe's another guy tonight, $8,600. The Phoenix Suns in a game with no defense involved a lot of times when you hear the Phoenix Suns play. And then when they have an opponent with no defense, which is the L.A. Lakers, this is a game that fantasy goodness will be coming out of.
Yeah, and you know, I'm wondering, it's like I look at D'Angelo Russell on DraftKings for $6,100, you know, because I often like, you know, exploiting Phoenix, teams like Phoenix, Portland, Brooklyn, and the Knicks, you know, when I'm playing daily. But I just, I get concerned about the second night of a back-to-back with the Lakers.
Russell did not play well last night either, and they have so many guards with the Lakers. It's a problem. You got Swaggy P, you got Lou Williams who went off, Jordan Clarkson who didn't play well, D'Angelo Williams didn't play well. Fantasy exec, what's up with Swaggy P? Is he keeping it together off the court?
I don't know what his latest off the court exploits is. I don't think him and that girl got anything going on no more. What was that girl name? Was Iggy? Iggy Azalea was the young lady.
I don't think
the two of them days are over thanks to the little young man, Russell. So I haven't really seen anything recently. I think latest I seen, I think you live in the same neighborhood as Gilbert Arenas. I think Gilbert Arenas came through his crib and was filming a little bit. But they was just, you know, kicking it. Nothing spectacular. So I think he's kind of on chilling right now.
By the way, you know, Michael Beasley. How old, I was just about to say that. I guess I'm in your head, yeah. Tony. Oh. Michael Beasley is 5,500 on DraftKings. I was about to say, you know, you have to like him against Brooklyn.
Yeah, he's definitely a strong play tonight. You go a little Giannis, you go a little Beasley. You can save a little cash there and then load up on some of these other guys against the Brooklyn Nets. I think that's a strong play with Michael Beasley. Channing Frye has another good matchup tonight. Julius Randle has a good matchup, but you can't use him. His price is 6,200. He didn't play the last 4 minutes of the game last night when the game was on the line, which shocked me, and his play has been terrible as of late.
Yeah, but not some direction I'm going to go to. Would you actually consider like running a buck stack tonight?
I think with 14 games, it's tough because it depends on...
Do one lineup and do it.
Oh, yeah, you could take a shot on it. I mean, it's just as good as any other team. But with the Milwaukee Bucks tonight, you look at Giannis Antetokounmpo, you look at Michael Beasley, there's not a like... you got to get fired up about Matthew Dellavedova.
No, I don't think I'd do it. Maybe Brogdon.
Yeah, but he doesn't get enough minutes because of the whole situation there.
Yeah,
the
I think it's like a Beasley Antetokounmpo, like start my lineup with Antetokounmpo and then like build around that. What about Steven Adams tonight for 5,900 on DraftKings against the Knicks inside?
The Knicks do not defend big men well. That is a good play. Oklahoma City Thunder have been reeling lately, and they're a 7-point favorite over the New York Knicks. Steven Adams, Russell Westbrook, certainly in play for fantasy owners tonight. That's the Roto Experts in the morning. We'll be back tomorrow. Great job by the Fantasy Executive. Fantasy Executive, what's coming up next?
Coming up next on Old School Fantasy, we'll get in a little bit and talk about the Roto Experts exclusive Edge package. Plus, NFL franchise tags can start being designated today, so we're going to look at some offseason baseball moves, going to look at some upcoming offseason NFL moves. So we'll be talking about free agency, hot stove NFL free agency, and, you know, checking out what's in the draft kit.
And Scott will be busy mailing out Roto Experts exclusive Edge packages to people.
Well, they're online, so I don't think I have to mail them. No, I can email them.
What if I?
Where's mine?
What if I want a hard copy?
Ask your girlfriend.
Great job by Mike Florio today, the king. We'll be back tomorrow. The shenanigans will continue. See you tomorrow, 7 a.m. Eastern, right here on the Roto Experts in the morning.